Good day, I'm Anjui. James Sawyers with JIS Media News for Tuesday, August 29. Coming up, full rollout of new national standards curriculum this year. Finance Minister Audie Shaw encouraged by growth projections, and Prime Minister Andrew Holness presented with Distinguished Leadership Award. The news in detail after the break.
Energy Vision 2030, making electricity cheaper. We now use cheaper natural gas to make electricity at the Bogue Power Plant in Montego Bay. And we are building an all-new efficient gas-fired power plant in Old Harbor to replace the old oil-fired one we have now. Energy Vision 2030, efficient, diversified energy for all Jamaicans.
Now the news. The Ministry of Education, Youth and Information says the new national standards curriculum will be fully rolled out this academic year. Chief Education Officer Dr. Grace McLean says the implementation process started last year and the curriculum will be rolled out in all schools up to grade 9.
Over the summer period, the ministry conducted training for over 6,000 teachers. The training is also continuing and will be completed by the end of this week in various areas. These areas included literacy, numeracy, technical and vocational education, early childhood education, special education, health and family life education, cross-cutting themes such as behavior modification, as well as science.
Dr. McLean was speaking at a JIS think tank session on Monday. Finance Minister Audie Shaw says he is heartened by the Planning Institute of Jamaica PIOJ's projections for 2% economic growth during the July to September quarter for this fiscal year. Mr. Shaw says the projection reflects the continued efforts of the government to achieve sustained macroeconomic stability.
We intend, of course, to be picking up speed with that so that we can achieve roughly a projected 2.3 to 2.5% economic growth for this present fiscal year 17-18.
The finance minister is urging private sector stakeholders, especially financial institutions, to cooperate with the government's efforts to reduce interest rates and increase financing to MSMEs to help spur economic growth. Prime Minister Andrew Holness has been honored by the New York-based Jamaica Independence Foundation for his contribution to national development. Mr. Holness was presented with the Distinguished Leadership Award on August 26 at the Jamaica 55 Independence Grand Gala in New York. The Prime Minister, in receiving the award, reiterated his administration's commitment to partnering with the diaspora for sustainable growth.
We are unrelenting in our efforts to stimulate economic growth, to create sustainable development, and to generate meaningful employment, making Jamaica a safe place, a place of choice for you to come back home. I am reassuring you, the members of the diaspora, that this government is serious and committed to working with you in building our homeland, our Jamaica.
Meanwhile, former Prime Minister Edward Siaga and Jamaican-born Hall of Fame basketball player Patrick Ewing were also recognized at the event. Mr. Siaga was presented with the Nation Builder Award, while Mr. Ewing was presented with the Son of the Soil Legacy Award. Some 600 guests attended the event. Part proceeds will go towards the Jamaica 55 Legacy Project Woman Inc., a nonprofit organization offering counseling and other services to abused women. And National Security Minister Robert Montague says the management of police resources is being improved as part of increased efforts to dismantle criminal gangs. He was speaking at a recent ceremony to hand over 20 new vehicles to area and divisional shift commanders in St. Andrew. Minister Montague noted that greater mobility will allow the commanders to provide greater oversight of the assets of the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF.
With the addition of these brand new Grand Vitaras, the officers will be able to check the stations, will be able to check on the patrols, will be able to assist some of the stations that do not have vehicles. And all in all, to ensure that the assets of the constabulary force are where they are supposed to be.
The vehicles are assigned to the JCF's 5 areas and 19 divisions. 4 were handed over in St. Mary last week. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.